Hi, Kitty Wink listeners. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 18. This story highlights the number 18 and the letter R.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Looking for ways to support your favorite podcast?
You know everyone is.
Check out our Shopify store. The link is in the show notes, or you can find it at kittywinkcrew.myshopify.com. Okay, are we ready to guess the animal in this story?
Let's go.
Here are your three clues.
Okay, I'm ready.
Number one, both female and male of this animal has antlers.
Ooh, antlers, okay.
Number two, they have also been called caribou.
Oh, interesting, okay.
Number three, Santa is known to have some that can fly.
Well, the Santa clue helps a lot. Listeners, what do you think it is? Is it a reindeer?
That's a great guess. And listeners, if you guessed reindeer, you're right. Let's see if we can find where the number 18 and the letter R show up. And we're excited to chat with our Kitty Wink guest after the story, so stick around for that.
Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
Iceland is home to a beautiful array of animals, like Icelandic horse, cattle, the Arctic fox, and even puffin birds. If you travel east in Iceland, you may even spot majestic Icelandic reindeer. In fact, that is exactly where this story takes place, because it's about identical twin reindeer, Ragnar and Runar, who were roaming Iceland with their other 16 reindeer of their herd.
Whoa, 16 reindeer plus the brothers, which would be two, adds up to 18. That's a good-sized herd.
Yeah.
In an earlier story, we learned Carmen the camel was part of a herd. Or a group of animals that like to live, eat, and migrate or move together.
18 is a great size, and these Icelandic reindeer were all pretty close. They would spend part of their year in the mountains, and then they would migrate to the coastal grasslands during the winter months. Both Ragnar and Runar loved their herd's winter migration, or as they called it, winter vacation.
Oh, nice.
Because the grasslands by the coast brought in a refreshing change of scenery and also a new selection of yummy food to eat.
A variety of food is so good for your body.
Yeah.
What do reindeer like to eat in Iceland?
That is a great question. Reindeer are herbivores, which means they like to eat different types of plants.
Just like you.
Just like me. They also love to snack or to graze on lichen. Lichen is a form of fungus or algae that can be found growing on the barks of trees.
Wow, I didn't know anything about lichen or what it was.
Ragnar and Runar both favor the lichen that grows on the trees by the coast.
Oh, interesting.
Travel and food are two interests the twins share. But frustratingly for the boys, that is where their list of similarities stop.
Oh, shoot.
Being twins made them appear to the world very similar, as they looked very much alike. But for the most part, their interests seemed to be worlds apart. For example, Ragnar and the other six calves, or children in the herd, were obsessed with Christmas and Santa's red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph. Have you heard of him?
I sure have.
Even the 10 adult reindeer loved Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph is the first reindeer I remember learning about.
Aw.
As the holiday story goes, Rudolph saved Christmas for Santa when the weather was frightful by using his unique light-up red nose to lead Santa's sleigh.
Yep.
In doing so, Rudolph became a legend and a superhero for all children and reindeer around the globe.
I've always enjoyed the story of Rudolph so much because he took something he was made fun of for and turned it into something that made a positive impact.
Good point.
It's always great to lead with love and with kindness.
Totally. And to remember, our differences really are our gifts.
Yes, they are. And speaking of differences, Ragnar and his friends loved Rudolph so much that during recess time at school, they used to try to look different or more Rudolph-like by smashing red berries with their hooves and rubbing the berry paste on their nose to stain them red.
Well, that's a fun way to play pretend. The calves made their very own face paint. How creative.
Exactly.
I have heard reindeer do have special noses, right? Don't they?
Oh my gosh, yes, they do. Reindeer's noses are covered in hair. And when reindeer breathe in, their noses warm up the cold air before it enters their lungs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's to make sure that their bodies stay nice and warm in the colder climates.
Cool.
They also have an amazing sense of smell so that they can sniff food out covered by snow.
Wow, what an amazing animal.
They really are. Ragnar and his friends certainly loved their special noses. But Runar, on the other hand, well, he was interested in other things and wanted to play different games during recess.
Why all the hullabaloo with noses? I mean, Christmas and Rudolph are cool, I guess, but so are other animals and other holidays.
Runar would always say to his brother.
Like Halloween, for example. Halloween is so fun because you can pretend you are anything, like a scary rabbit or a dancing robot. All eight of us calves could pick something different to be and pretend to trick-or-treat around the coast.
Ragnar did not understand his brother's fascination with Halloween. Scary rabbits? Dancing robots? What? We are reindeer, and being Santa's favorite reindeer is cooler than cool. Ragnar thought to himself. He was tired of having this conversation over and over again with Runar. So instead of talking it through, Ragnar just laughed at Runar and ran away to play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for the millionth time with his friends.
Wait for me!
Runar called behind him, but Ragnar just kept going, leaving Runar to play his own game for the millionth time alone.
Aww.
I know. That night, when Ragnar and Runar were brushing their teeth and getting ready for bed, Runar worked up the courage to tell his brother exactly how he was feeling.
Ragnar, you are my brother and I love you, but every time I try to talk to you about my interests and how I feel, you don't seem to want to listen or even try to understand where I'm coming from. It's so frustrating. It's okay to like different music, have the opposite taste in favorite colors, and to enjoy different subjects in school. But because I want to pretend it's Halloween and not Christmas and dress up as scary rabbits and not Rudolph, I'm left out.
Oh, man. Ragnar didn't want his brother to feel left out. That wouldn't feel good.
No, that wouldn't.
Yeah, as he started thinking about what he wanted to say to his brother, a jingle bell sound started ringing in his head. Ragnar made a connection he had never made before. Oh, my gosh. Was Runar just like Rudolph, left out for being different, or in this case, for wanting to play differently?
Good point.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Runar. That was not nice of me. I love you too, and I don't want you to feel left out. I also don't really know how to make this better. Let's sleep on it and come up with a plan in the morning. Exhausted himself and feeling better after his brother's acknowledgement of his feelings, Runar agreed, and together they curled up with the rest of the herd and went to bed. When the morning sun came into view again, Ragnar and Runar were already awake, eating a yummy, plant-filled breakfast. Their heads seemed to be clear in the morning, and as they talked through some ideas, they realized this problem is not as hard to solve as they originally thought. Why can't both Halloween and Christmas games be played together during recess?
Oh, what a great compromise. There's no one right way to play, and they found a solution that made sure everyone felt included.
Totally.
Good job, brothers.
Ragnar and Runar told their friends at recess about their new idea, calling it
Holiday Smash Up,
where all holidays could be celebrated and played.
Oh, nice.
Immediately, the brothers' idea was a hit with everyone. It turns out, two of their buddies secretly loved playing games with the dreidel and wanted to teach everyone about menorahs, but never said anything because they were afraid to be left out. Everyone now could play together while doing things their own way. And as for the brothers, well, I can't say this was the last fight they ever had, but I can say they both learned something really special. It was their similarities and love that brought them together, but their differences that made them unique. And that truly is something to celebrate.
Yes, it is. And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, Kitty Wink. Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Kayla and I'm 5.
Oh, wow. I thought you were maybe 4. Did you just turn 5? Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing, Kara, and being part of the crew.
Yeah, we are so glad you came along on this week's journey with us. Can you tell us your favorite part of the story?
My favorite part when the reindeers played all together.
Oh, I liked that part too. They figured out how to make everybody happy, right?
Yeah, and it's way more fun to have everybody playing than just playing one game over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like playing with other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like playing with your brother and sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite holiday?
I think Christmas, because you get to have lots of presents.
Yeah, Christmas is pretty fun. And now you've got these reindeer to think about this Christmas, too. Yeah. Did you notice the letter R in the story?
Reindeer.
Yeah, that starts with R. Was there anything else?
Yeah, do you remember the names of the Icelandic twin reindeers?
Ragnar and Luna.
Yeah, those are hard names to pronounce, but they do start with R, right?
Absolutely. And did you hear the number 18? Did that come up anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
18 deers.
Yes, 18 reindeer. Is that like just a small amount of reindeer or a lot of reindeer?
A lot.
Can you imagine having 18 people in your family?
Yeah.
That would be a lot. Maybe that's like in your extended family. Oh, yeah, you might have 18.
That's a good point.
Kara, what do you think the reindeer learned?
To play together.
Yeah.
To play together. I love that. And I think Runar felt heard when his brother took a second to understand how he was feeling, right?
Uh-huh.
It's way more fun. And it was really interesting when they came with this holiday smash-up idea. There were other people, other reindeer that wanted to play other games too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that happens sometimes at the park or playground, right? Where somebody sort of takes charge of a game and then other people don't get to say what they want to play, right? Uh-huh. So it's always good to hear what everybody wants to play. Or like, let's say if you're the youngest in the family, maybe your older brother and sister come up with the game and you want to come up with the game sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that happens.
Looks like you know a little bit about that. Well, before wrapping up, let's play Would You Rather. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you rather celebrate all the holidays together on one day or only celebrate one holiday a year?
Do two.
You'd rather celebrate all the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
All the holidays together in one day? That would be a crazy fun day.
And be like, Merry Halloween, Happy Thanksgiving. Well, I think so, too. I don't know if I'd like to just celebrate one holiday.
Yeah, me neither. That would be a sad answer, I think.
I think we're all with you. We're going to do them all together one day. It's going to be a crazy day.
Do you have a would you rather question for us and our listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather be a fairy or an alligator?
Fairy or an alligator? I think I would rather be a fairy because I would want to be able to fly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would love to be a fairy because I would love wings. And if I was anything like Tinkerbell from Peter Pan, I'd have the magic pixie dust that I can sprinkle on all my friends and make them fly with me. What about you?
I would be a fairy too.
Ooh, can you tell us why?
Because I want to fly and go down and lift people up when because they can't fly too.
Oh, I love that answer that you would fly and sort of help other people fly too. That's so cool. Thank you so much, Kara and listeners, for tuning in to episode 18. And we can't wait to be with you on another episode.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Kara. If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We would love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
Thanks for checking us out, and we would love to have artwork from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw reindeer celebrating your favorite holiday? Please send it our way, and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Oh, I would love to see those. Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, reviewing, and checking out our Shopify store.
Thank you, and remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See ya.
Go, Kitty Wink. Yay!
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.